Welcome all, welcome all. Once again, I'm your host, Sully, and I'm here for another quick solo review. Whether it's a movie or TV show that got addicting, or in this case, a radio program, I am the one here to fill you in on why this is awesome. And for our Arnold Schwarzenegger themed week, I just figured that with all our other just tributes to Conan O'Brien and Saturday Night Live, I might as well just combine all three. In this case, The Shit Wrote Itself. The popular Hans and Franz sketch originated and performed by both comedians Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey. Yeah, they even make fun of, they're not even sure which character was which, who's playing Hans, who's playing Franz. Either way, for the longest time, they wanted to do a movie. And they enlisted Conan O'Brien to co-write it, as well as Robert Smigel, who's best known for being the longest-running Saturday Night Live writer and the performer of the rude puppet Triumph the Insult comic dog. And unfortunately, it just never took off because Schwarzenegger, just as much as he loved laughing at himself, when he took the box office and critical failure of what is now the cult hit Last Action Hero, he took it so hard that he just decided, I don't think we can do this. I don't think it's going to sell. But yeah, Hans and Franz has just always been a wonderful SNL sketch. I have lost my shit every time I've seen it, every time I've seen even Arnold go on there and mess with his pecs, and even Danny DeVito went on one time, and that was hysterical, making fun of their fame with Junior and Twins. Recently Conan O'Brien did an awesome audio drama on his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, and it is hysterical. It happened this very May of this year, and dynamite. They did it in four acts. It's very ambitious. You can totally see why Lorne Michaels would have been game for it. He is even characterized in here. There are so many different people here that would have made this wonderful, but there's everything. There's all kinds of obscure comedians and other references. They even worked in Rob Lowe's character from Wayne's World to kind of connect it to the Saturday Night Live cinematic universe, if you will. And Hans and Franz did do some of those in back in 2014, did some Green Bay Packer ads. They had the Green Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and they were all promoting State Farm. And I'll never forget when I saw that one Super Bowl, I was guffawing. And those two were just infectious. Nealon's always been a likable guy, and Carvey is just so underrated in his various impressions. He can do a rude version of Jimmy Stewart. He can do, the church lady skit. He just dynamite. I love everything the man is in, even when it's a infamous movie. I have no shame. I love the man. And altogether, this audio drama, which recreated the abandoned feature film of Hans and Franz, it's just dynamite. Like, Conan O'Brien is constantly guffawing while reading it out. It's a table read practically, but you can tell the audio drama guys are also guffawing. And it's funny hearing Conan's, during the recording of this, it's hysterical hearing Conan's assistants, both Sona and Matt, just also losing their shit. It's just so funny. And Dana and Kevin, they never left these characters. These characters are as much them as they are parodies of Schwarzenegger. And it's a really hysterical, the sketches on SNL are great. Everyone should see them. They're all recognizable, always kill every time. But everybody should listen to this audio drama, because it will just make you long for when Hollywood actually took a chance on life and would greenlight a movie. If they could give Michael Jordan his own movie with Space Jam, if they could give various rappers, movies, if they could give, even reality show stars like Jerry Springer a stupid comedy. I was like, what was keeping them from this? Other than what's funny is some of the different producers and everything who worked with Lorne Michaels and Conan were on board for it, and it just kept getting cop blocked. It kept getting delayed and just killed. And it, after they were done with the table read, Kevin and Dana even revealed that they and Robert Smigel have sold so many different scripts, and just no one thought they were funny, or they just didn't watch that much TV or pop culture. It's just wrong place, wrong time. Apparently the original name of the script, according to Wikipedia, was called The Girly Man Dilemma. They had that subtitle. During a 2016 interview with Howard Stern, Carvey admitted that. I will admit, it's just too ambitious. I don't think they would have had to cut out a lot of stuff. When what they describe is just hysterical. They even include a cameo of Roger Ebert as himself being held hostage by the bad guy. They have Smeagol does his best impression of Arnold, because obviously there was no budget to have Schwarzenegger come in and play himself for this audio drama. But they even admitted that there was this henchman that they describe in the script, and they were interested in having Dolph Lundgren play him. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that would have totally worked. That would have absolutely worked. You know, Dolph is definitely no stranger to parodying himself, and it's just a lovable guy when you get past the over the top, you know, macho-ness. But yeah, I give it a listen, guys. Just you'll be just shitting boulders, guffawing. It is just so funny. And just to see that they were this ambitious, that they were taking the time to just make all these gags land. There's plenty of James Bond spoofing as well. It would have been a fun, just basically SNL going all Lethal Weapon, Tango and Cash practically. That's how I read it as, just listening to it and losing my shit over it. I've not been this happy listening to an audio drama in so long. And I listened to a ton. My security job, it makes the night go faster. So I think it's just, you know, they also said that it's Pat and Stewart saves his family, you know, because those SNL movies just were not good in the wake of Wayne's World. They just, no one wanted to take a chance on it. And it's a shame, because when you look at movies that should have been made, like, this is one of them. This could have been a winner. And yet, here we are, but it's all good. We don't have to worry about it anymore. We heard it in audio drama form, so now we can just leave it to our imagination and guffaw at just the fact that Conan is proud of it, Robert's proud of it, and obviously Dana and Kevin never regretted a single minute just guffaw, making everyone laugh. So yeah, it's, please check it out, and you can still listen to it on Conan's podcast feed. 4 parts. You will die laughing. You absolutely will. And I know it's, again, some of these abandoned movies were rightfully abandoned, but I would rank this up there with Superman Lives as a movie that had potential to work. Even James Cameron's Spider-Man from the 90s that was supposed to have Arnold as Doc Ock, I would have loved to have seen that, even though I'm perfectly happy with Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, for instance. There's just some alternate realities. Yeah, you know, much like the Marvel Cinematic alternate timelines and Star Trek Mirror Universe, there's some realities you just want to see what they could have happened. And you're willing to fuck around with the time loop just to see if it could have worked. But unfortunately, we're talking reality here, folks. So that is just, that's not going to happen. But, you know, do yourself a favor, have some guffaws, have some easy laughs, and just take off. You will not regret it. So thank you for listening. Catch us on the web. We do our best to just entertain all kinds of people, and you know, we've already published over 550 episodes where we're all about just giving something for everybody. The world is constantly getting hostile. There's always a scandal on social media. I'm fucking tired of this. I want everyone to just be happy. And it gives me pleasure to just entertain people on a weekly basis. You know, it beats being on a shitty independent film that doesn't get made, or taking time off to do something that's just not ready to be made. So thank you all for listening. And I hope I sold you on this. And I hope that you will check it out when you get the moment. So
we'll return after these messages.
Hello and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by 4 aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Join us every Tuesday as we discuss movies, TV, games, and even music, new and old.
Dude, what do you think you're doing?
Are you seriously trying to record a promo without us right now?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you can't just do the promo by yourself. Who's gonna listen to that?
Yeah, and you probably haven't even told them that we're a pop culture podcast where we always agree on everything. For instance, the Sam Raimi trilogy easily being the best of the Spider-Man movies.
No. But I think we can all agree that Jaws is a classical masterpiece.
Nope, don't like that. But we do all agree that the sequel trilogy of Star Wars is the best in the Skywalker saga, right, guys?
That comment is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to
Anyways, that'll do it from all of us here at Culture Shock. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, give it up, Jimmy, you gotta sink this putt to win. On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's breakfast time. Listen at breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide all across the globe. We are in the US, we are in the UK, we are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up.